On July 19, 2010, I experienced a harrowing car accident that nearly took my life. Miraculously, my two young boys, aged 5 and 6 at the time, emerged from the incident unscathed. It was a long road to recovery for me, and I finally left the hospital on October 8. Determined to reclaim my normalcy, I devoted myself to getting back to my job as a high school Spanish teacher. Initially, I resumed teaching part-time in January 2011, gradually working my way up to full-time over the next 2 school years. However, my journey hit another setback when I faced disciplinary action for an unfortunate incident involving a student. Recognizing the severity of the situation, I chose to resign before facing termination. The weight of the experience consumed me, and I found myself sleeping for an entire week, unable to escape the emotional toll. In the midst of this struggle, I stumbled upon a book that would change my life forever, Rebooting My Brain by Maria Ross. This transformative read granted me the invaluable permission to grieve the loss of my former self and simultaneously celebrate the emergence of my new life. It was a pivotal moment. By a stroke of luck, I came across a new job opportunity with the local post office, which offered me part-time hours. This arrangement provided the necessary breathing space for everyday activities without overwhelming stress. Wednesdays became my sacred nap day, where I intentionally avoided scheduling any commitments. This dedicated time for rest and rejuvenation became crucial to my well-being. Over time, I have come to embrace living with my brain injury. I acknowledge that I can never fully return to who I once was or accomplish everything I once could. Now that my 4 children have all grown into adults, with my youngest recently graduating high school, my life has taken on new dynamics. We even had the pleasure of hosting a student from Norway, enriching our family's experience. Traveling, however, remains a challenge for me. I thrive best within the comforting embrace of routine. While my husband frequently travels to Florida or Texas to visit our children in the military, I have only made the journey once. Nonetheless, I have an upcoming adventure planned, a 10-day trip to Norway in August with my mom. I have thoughtfully organized the itinerary to allow myself 4 recovery days before attempting to return to work. This time away will be an opportunity for me to fully immerse myself in the experience and reaffirm that I refuse to let my traumatic brain injury define me. Rather, I define my relationship with it. One of the remarkable aspects of my journey is that most people who don't know me remain blissfully unaware of the fatigue and brain fog I constantly grapple with. I have intentionally kept it hidden from the outside world, and it brings me a sense of satisfaction to preserve that semblance of normalcy. Life has taken me on an unexpected and challenging path, but I continue to navigate it with resilience, grace, and steadfast determination to live life on my own terms, regardless of the limitations imposed by my TBI. More information about Carmen Cum. Carmen Cum, aged almost 54, is a survivor of a traumatic brain injury resulting from a car accident on July 19, 2010. She had been a Spanish teacher at the local high school in Pittsville, Wisconsin, for 21 years. Carmen is a proud mother of 2 daughters and 2 sons. She and her husband have been together for over 30 years, creating a strong and enduring partnership. Although she hasn't become a grandmother yet, Carmen remains hopeful for the future.